our humble obeisances to Pran Govinda Prabhuji. Today's class is given by His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji. We are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 8.8 onwards. Prabhuji, please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, welcome to our Chaitanya Charitamrita discussion. First of all, I'm very grateful to you all that you all have decided to engage me to serve you all with what I heard and realized in Srila Prabhupada's purport. Also, I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he made such a beautiful society and a group of association. The most important part is the group of devotee association all over the world nourishes the heart of the devotees and also purifying the outsider and actually purifying the whole world. I think everything is happening in this world because of the devotees' sincere endeavor to please Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with that mood, we're going to start Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. So this chapter, Antya Lila, chapter 8, titled by Prabhupada as Ramachandra Puri criticized the Lord. Ramachandra Puri criticized the Lord. And the short summary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually gives the essence of the whole chapter. So I would like to read that chapter, the short summary, and then we'll go to text 8. The following summary of the 8th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. This chapter describes the history of the Lord's dealing with Ramachandra Puri. Although Ramachandra Puri was one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, he was influenced by dry Mayavadis. I'm going to read that sentence again. Although Ramachandra Puri was one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, he was influenced by dry Mayavadis. And therefore, he criticized Madhavendra Puri. Means he criticized his own guru. Therefore, Madhavendra Puri accused him of being an offender and rejected him. Because Ramachandra Puri had been rejected by his spiritual master, guru, he became concerned only with finding fault in others and advising them according to dry Mayavad philosophy. For this reason, he was not very respectful to the Vaishnavas. Later, he became so fallen that he began criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his eating. Hearing his criticism, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced his eating. But after Ramachandra Puri left Jagannath Puri, the Lord resumed his usual behavior. That's beautiful summary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada's translation. In the text 3, today's we are serving text 8, but text 3 it says, Jaya Jaya Abaduta Chandra Nittananda Jagata Bhandai Barailo Jeha Diya Prema Phanda. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest of mendicants, who bound the entire world with a knot of ecstatic love for God. So I have a question to the audience also. If you are in this world, Nityananda Prabhu already bound the entire world. Say Jagat, Jagat, yes, the entire world, Prabhupada translated. With a knot. Knot means intentional. Knot is not by mistake or automatically happen by the nature. No, it's an intentional, conscious choice. With a knot of ecstatic love for God. Ecstatic love here means bhava. It's already given to this world. So yesterday I was discussing a Sunday feast lecture, and we are discussing that if you are in this world, you must be experiencing this Krishna Bhav, Krishna Prem, preliminary stage. And if you are not experiencing, then where are you? Are you in the world or you are outside the world? Well, if you are outside the world, probably I don't know how to communicate outside the world. And if we are in the world, then why you are not experiencing? Those questions should be asked. So today's topics is text 8. I'll read the 7 and then go to 8. 7 it says, Hena Kale Ramachandra Puri Gosai Aila Paramananda Puri Re Ara Prabhu Re Milila. Then a sannyasi named Ramachandra Puri Gosai came to see Paramananda Puri and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I have just little request that when we serve such a elevated literature, Prabhupada said these are like PhD topics. It seems like a simple. We have to keep our mind not with judgmental or sentimental or enmity. Of course, you will not find any Ishkan devotee named Ramachandra Puri somewhere other. But this is a beautiful meeting. Generally, you never see Krishna and Radharani with Uddhava and Jatila in one Leela anywhere in the world. I mean, the history of Krishna's Leela. Maybe there is, I never heard. But in this Leela, Gaur Leela, Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna together. And Paramananda Puri is Uddhava, who is witnessing. And Ramachandra Puri is Jatila incarnation, also Vibhishan incarnation. This is a Leela they are performing. We have to be very careful that not to judge them, but there's a lesson has to be learned. Actually, even in Krishna Leela, Jatila Kutila, they actually enhance Krishna Leela. Srimati Radharani's feeling separation, intense. So with that mood, we are going to start the text 8. Paramananda Puri Kaila Charana Bandana Puri Gosai Kaila Tare Drira Alingana Paramananda Puri Kaila Charana Bandana Puri Gosai Kaila Tare Drira Alingana. This is a very poetic Bengali word. We don't read, even in Alachua temple, sometimes we It's not a Gosani, it's a Gosai. It's a certain accent. It's not Tanre, it's Tane. It's a Bindu in a vowel. So in English it's difficult, but in Sanskrit or Bengali you can see those, the way you sound it makes more complete. So one more time. Paramananda Puri Kaila Charana Bandana Puri Gosai Kaila Tare Drira Alingana. Srila Prabhupada translation and purport. Paramananda Puri offered respects at the feet of Ramachandra Puri. And Ramachandra Puri strongly embraced him. Now here is the question is that Jogamaya covered them. It's not like Paramananda Puri now remember he was a Uddhava. No, he does not. Jogamaya covers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also choose. He's choosing, not that Jogamaya has a power. He told Jogamaya so that his identity of Krishna or Radha's mood, both has to be covered. At the same time, he has to experience Radha's mood. And then Ramachandra Puri, who is Jatila, also has to be covered. And Jatila is always a critical. And this is also for us, we learn from here. The Srila Prabhupada writes here, Paramananda Puri offered respect at the feet of Ramachandra Puri and Ramachandra Puri strongly embraced him. Purport. Because Ramachandra Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, both Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him respectful obeisances. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that although Ramachandra Puri was naturally very envious and although he was against the principle of Vaishnavism, what is the Vaishnava principle? That is very important. This is a wonderful purport Prabhupada gave, gist code. In other words, against the principle of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, common people nevertheless addressed him as Gosai, Goswami or Gosai because he was superficially in the renounced order and dressed like a sannyasi. In the modern age, the title Goswami is used by a caste of Grihastha. But formerly it was not. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, for example, were called Goswami because they were in the renounced order. Similarly, because Paramananda Puri was a sannyasi, he was called Puri Goswami. By careful scrutiny, therefore, one will find that Goswami is not the title for a certain caste. Rather, it is properly titled for a person in the renounced order. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyebhyascha Patitanam Pavunebhyo Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 So this purport, Prabhupada writes that Ramachandra Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Both Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him respectful obeisances. So what Mahaprabhu did as an ideal example of sannyasi, that he respected his guru's godbrother, which is natural and that is appropriate. But then previous chapter, I remember we read also that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Sonariya Brahman, few chapter before, sorry, in Mathura, when he was, this is in chapter Madhulila 18, yes, 18, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan with Balabhadra Bhatta. And then, and Balabhadra Bhatta had a cook, Brahmana, so too. And then they arrived at Mathura, and by seeing the symptom, this is a very interesting, we can learn from Mahaprabhu, he wants us to adopt it. What is the mood of our guru, guru parampara? If the disciple is not imbibed with the mood of guru, then we are missing the link. Tadatma, the word tadatma means first class disciple who knows the heart of guru. When Prabhupada started ISKCON movement, he was so fixed in his guru's intention, even though he did not meet his guru that many times. In one place, Prabhupada said, not more than 10. But we have a few record here. They are 1922, we know the first meeting. And then we don't know so much details until 1933, 34, 36. He wrote the letter, the last letter, just before Bhaktisiddhanta. But he said not more than 10. So obviously here there some meeting was there. But the mood, what Prabhupada has come to give and what we want to develop the mood, if Prabhupada's mood and our mood becomes one, because Prabhupada is our eternal Shiksha Guru, at least for this 10,000 years, Prabhupada said, I was just reading a letter, Prabhupada said, for yes, next 10,000 years, this movement will go on. So therefore, try to take advantage and become Krishna conscious and go back home. So this oneness in the mood has to be there. Just like Prabhupada went for a morning walk and he came to give class, he did not go to temple. He sat down under a tree in Mauritius. And then he asked the question, what is the disciple? What is the, he says the guru has come to take you back home, back to God. That is guru's business. Now, what is your business? So devotee says, to follow guru. Prabhupada said, that's good. Something more? Then another disciple said, well, to chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, that's also good. And something more. So distribute books, follow four regulative principles, different devotee participated. Then at one point, Prabhupada said something more, very important things, that you have to see the mood that why Guru has come to give me what? What did he come to give? Am I ready to receive it? Or is a physical connection? We had an initiation fire sacrifice, I took the beads. Guru is not a physical body only. Physical body has a connection. Guru is not a physical body. Guru is pure 100% Krishna conscious person. That is Guru. So Prabhupada says, Guru has come to take you back home, and until you are completely convinced to go back home, you are not with Guru's intention. You are not one. And when you become that kind of, yes, he has come for this purpose, I want that one. Then you become one with Guru. Tadatma, that mood, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, right? Tadatma, very most important for a disciple. We must have the vision to recognize the presence of our Guru's temperament. Mahaprabhu says, Madhavendra Purir Sambandha Dhari Jani. I remember that line, that because there was a very detective, you know, we have to be detective. Mahaprabhu was very detective because he used to take alms or prasadam lunch in different Brahmana's house on the way to go to Vrindavan. But this Brahmana was not a Brahmana only. There is a Mahaprabhu detected. And he said, Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Dhari Jani. When Mahaprabhu met this Sanariya Brahman, you can read in chapter 18, Madhulila, upon seeing his movement, he at once detected that this Brahmana must have some connection with Madhavendra Puri. And we should, because he is our founder also of Krishna Prem. Madhavendra Puri is the founder of Krishna Prem. But when you meet a devotee criticizing follower of Ramchandra Puri, that's not a guru's mood. We have to have that detective mentality. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Mahaprabhu immediately detected. He at once detected that this Brahman must have some connection with Madhavendra Puri. He said, without his connection, I could never find such symptom of transcendental ecstasy. He must come from Madhavendra Puri. So then Mahaprabhu asked, he said, yes, Madhavendra Puri, a great sadhu, devotee of Krishna, is my guru. He has come and taken lunch in my house and he gave me blessing by initiation. He initiated me. Acharya mam bijaniyam. A spiritual master is not to be differentiated. One thing is coming down from the Krishna, Supreme Lord. So the oneness of continuity is not to be ignored. Guru can be here, Guru can be in another body also. We have so many Shiksha Guru in our movement. The same teacher may come in a different body to inspire us. He may come to give us new hope, new higher education. We do a lot of seminars that they do. The substance should always be given a higher value than the form. That is the point here in this chapter. First, understand the degree of purity in Krishna consciousness. The followers of form are only imitationists. They want only to exploit Mahaprabhu, not to serve him. And we see this. This is Sahajiyas, Mayavadis, here Ramchandra Puri, a great example in Mahaprabhu's life. They are actually our worst enemies. They are traitors. They have taken the garb of Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya. They are saying something bogus. This is cheap marketing. They are extensively selling adulterated things very cheaply. They have no inner necessities to attain the purest thing. Although he was such an exalted Vaishnava, our Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, recently we talked on his disappearance day, that Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he never ever claimed that he is a great scholar, even though we do know that he was an encyclopedia. They used to say that. He always used to say, Dasosmi, I'm servant of the Vaishnava. That was his claim. He would say, the higher devotees are my guru. They are so exalted. First come and practice all these things. Then you can hope to reach the goal. It is not so easy, also so cheap either. Out of many liberated persons, you know those verses that how many millions of or thousands and thousands they endeavor for liberation. And out of millions, those God liberated, very rare, one become a devotee of Krishna. So those who are surrounding each of us as a devotee of Krishna, they're very rare. They are not just came from, few years back, became a devotee. No, so many lives they went through. It looks like it's very cheap to make anybody devotee. No, not possible. It has to be sanctioned. It has to be, some credit has to be there. Bhaktistu Bhakta Sangena Purijayate, Satsanga Prapati Pumbi, Sukriti Purva Sanchite. They have to have a Bhakti Sukriti. Nobody became devotee just, of course, that devotee says to Prabhupada that before I met you, my mother even was eating beef during her pregnancy with me in the tummy. So where is my pious credit, anything? Prabhupada said, yes, I have made your pious credit now. But nonetheless, you must have done some pious, bhakti sukriti. Of course, one place also he says, my Guru Maharaj has sent lot of, means could be Prabhupada, some God brother also came in the movement, sort of assisting Prabhupada. So many way to look at it. Even Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's case, Jayapataka Maharaj's case, Lord Chaitanya probably sent somebody to help this movement. So it's a mix. Some demigods may be amongst us in the Krishna conscious movement, I'm sure. So there are many mix, but nonetheless, they're not ordinary. This is my point. Krishna consciousness is an internal thing. And those who cannot see the internal truth will make much of an external cover. We have to be alert with that. We do not support that. Rather, we are interested in the real spirit. All the opposing elements who are interested in external cannot teach us. As Prabhupada, one lecture, he said, dogs may bark, but the barking of a dog has no importance. Caravan will go on. Because they make so much of the outer thing, they have no real purification of the heart to accept the pure thing, to discriminate what is purity. What is love of Godhead? What is prema? What is bhava? That even Brahma and Shiva is aspiring for this. Why should we take it so cheaply? Such an elevated Brahma and Shiva cannot get it that easy and we take it very cheaply. This is not correct. So because of Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Ramchandra Puri, we should respect, just like Mahaprabhu did. But we should not associate, neither we should maintain any ill feeling. It's very difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, but we must learn. Recently, I was compiling a little few things about Mayavad conception. What is Mayavad conception that caused Ramachandra Puri, who is favored by Madhavendra Puri, now he lost his guru's connection, and he developed the idea that he is right, and he is thriving towards this Brahman. What is that Brahman that attracts them? Are they frustrated of this world? Are they frustrated, disgusted with the relationship of their family life? What is that? Well, it's a combination of all, or maybe particular. It says that those Jnani only develops after Karmi. Jnani is not developed in the beginning, Karmi first. Karmi, when they are frustrated, they inquire where they can get out of this struggle. Then the Jnani arise. And while the Jnani exploring of punishing their senses to merge into this Brahman, then in on the way, because they never purified their heart, they still want to enjoy, but they don't want to pay for it. Means they don't want to act like a karmi. They find a loophole in the Shastra, and they develop the mystic siddhi. Then the jogok introduce. So karma kanda, that's why in Veda originally, there's 100,000 verses. And if you look at it, it's 86,000 verses out of 100. It's all karma kanda. That's the origin, Vedas. Only 4,000 are jnana kanda. Very few, they get so frustrated with this material world, they just want to get out. But they don't adopt the bhakti. Bhakti is invaded in Upasana Kanda, the rest of the 10,000, but very few can actually face. So, jnana idea comes from the frustration of material world, and karma idea comes because the soul are ever pleasure seeking by nature. They can't give up. It is not, it's artificial. If any philosophy tells us that we should not remain happy or look for happiness, then they're doing wrong. The soul by nature is always supposed to be pleasure seeking in conditional, but ultimately they're supposed to be joyful all the time. But that connection has to be there with Anandamaya Bhas. Then Krishna connection, they will become their original joyful state. But then in between, before they go to bhakti, this jnana idea comes. So detachment develops from the Goswami title by the qualification. There's a three way. One is trying to endeavor, and they always study, and they always like hear those things that separate them from the material sense enjoyment. So that's one group. There's another group who actually try to like express their inner feeling of frustration of this world problem, world relationship, everything. And they pursue their spiritual life, but inner motive is frustration. But the best one is the love for God. They also become detached. They are the real Goswamis. So in Mayavad conception, I'm going to give some tips that there are few things why Srila Prabhupada's lecture, according to me, I didn't say anybody's comment, but there was a time I was trying to hear all the Prabhupada's lecture with the MP3. So I used to just hear. Not that I remember any of this, by the mercy, once in a while pops. But they used to have a $64, you couldn't buy the entire Prabhupada CD from Krishna.com. It's about 10 years back. So then I remember that almost 30% Sometimes 40% of all Prabhupada's lecture is nothing but smashing Mayavad. So Mayavad is a big deal. Prabhupada, 30-40% of his lecture, of his discussion, as I mentioned you before also, maybe I did or I did not, that Prabhupada was very heavy one time, short class, 20 minutes, but he was very heavy against this Mayavad conception. So then Keshav Bharati Prabhu, who was serving Prabhupada, he was nearby sitting. After the class, he said, is there a group of Mayavad Prabhupada in India that you are very angry with them? And Prabhupada looked at him. He said, no, I'm talking about you. Me? He said, yes. In Kali Yuga, people are born with Mayavad conception. Also, you can see in text, Bhagavad Gita 4.10, in the middle, Prabhupada writes, we are born with three attachments. And one of the attachments is Mayavad attachment. Another is Boyadism, Buddhism. We are born with it. We have these three attachments. The first one is negligence of spiritual life. So we have to purify. It's not a question of who is who. It's Indian, American, wherever, whoever. They are all born with these three attachments. And one of them is Mayavad. So we have to purify. Otherwise, this Ramchandra Puri's influence is all over in our consciousness. And it has to be let go. Well, first of all, what is Mayavad Darshan? What is the danger? Well, in Sarvam Bhattacharya's conversation with Mahaprabhu, he says, Jive nistar lagi sutra koilo besh mayavad bhashya sunile hai sarvanas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a warning that as they presented Vedanta philosophy for the deliverance of conditioned soul, but if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything is spoiled. That's why we don't read outside book. Bahu shastre bahu vakke chitta brahma hoy saddha sadhan tatva na hoy nischay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that bahu vakke bahu shastre chitta brahma hoy. More you read outside, I'm not trying to attack anyone, but I know one devotee, he was reading more outside than Prabhupada's books, and I see that progression is very difficult. And then recently, after 20 years, we had a discussion. Cannot even chant. He said, like, what's the big deal? At the moment of death, I'll think of Krishna and go, why I have to do all this? I see you missing the, why can't you relish Krishna consciousness life now? Why you have to hold it till after death? Well, after death, I don't know. But I'm hoping that I'll be in spiritual world. But while we are here, present right now, why can't we experience the spiritual happiness in the service? Why do we have to struggle? There's no struggle. It is all in the mind. Actually, we can have experience of Krishna consciousness supremacy over karma gyan. If we cannot prove and promote that bhakti is superior to all, then we are little slacking in our bhakti. Bhakti is eternally superior. But we have to experience. Just like Prabhupada says, in order to understand, you have to experience things. You have to examine and then comprehend. He says, stand under also. Means you have to have a guru or teacher, sadhu, that you can learn under. Then, in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's discussion, Mahaprabhu says, but we have to be very careful. The Shankaracharya is the founder of Mayavadi, but we have to be always respectful to Shankaracharya. Why? Because he is Lord Shiva, great Vaishnava, Vaishnava Naam Jata Sambhu. But he has come, he has done horrible things for the pleasure of the Lord. How? How can somebody do such a horrible thing for the pleasure of the Lord? So this is my version, the way I look at it. I think I mentioned it one time. That one time I had to take one of my friend, Arjun Prabhu, his finger got completely like almost split by the glass window in the big storm. So I went to the emergency here and we had to wait like 3 hours. And then I got a little frustrated because I never went to emergency. This was my first time in 35 years in America. And I saw that one lady came in a handicap with the person, and in the reception, they just allowed immediately to take the patient inside. And the other patients are waiting just like me. So I went in the reception. I said, how could you allow this person just go in and we're waiting for 3 hours? I have to go to rest. I have a service tomorrow. Again, I have a work. Then she said, she woke me up actually. She said, the disease that lady has, if she spend even 1 minute amongst you here in the reception, you all will get contagious of that disease. It is so deadly, so bad. We had to like isolate her. It scared me so much. I said, thank you for doing that. I was appreciating and thinking like, oh, Krishna, what a horrible life in the material world. So many things. So similarly, that there is a few soul, not few, a good amount of demoniac nature soul are so much contaminated with pollution of exploitation against the devotion, against the nature of what Prabhupada put in the purport. Let me see. Let me read it one more time. Prabhupada says, although he was against the principle of Vaishnavism and against the principle of Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotee, there are always some people are like this. They are against. And their number became so big and they are kind of like a leaders. So then Krishna told Shankaracharya, Lord Shiva, you have to go and say against me that they all can be God, Aham Brahmasmi. What about you and her and his? No, Tattamasi, you all are also same Brahman. What about the world? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, everything is Brahman. Well, what they should do? You tell them that they become God. Prajnanam Brahma, you become God. That life. Oh, wow. Shiva said, I cannot do it. This will like take them away from Krishna consciousness. They will be completely deprived. Krishna says, yes, for time being. But if they stay present, because of these 10 people, just an example I'm giving, the 10 people influence, 10 leaders, 10 million will be contaminated with their consciousness. So to protect the 10 million, this 10 has to be separated. Just like that lady just came with contagious, had to be immediately given a special, separated from all the rest of the reception audience. It is necessary. So from that angle, we bow down to Krishna. Such a compassionate, loving God that he created this Mayavadi just to protect us. Believe me, Mayavadi was ruling as a spiritual leader and all this everywhere. Well, they are still there, but very little. But if they are the prominent, we all would be doomed today. But because Krishna is so kind, Mahaprabhu is so kind, he sent those great souls like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, to revive Bhakti Vinod Thakur, to revive Krishna consciousness. And he separated them, those demoniac, asuric. You read 7 Kanto Bhagavatam, 2.7 or 8, that verse, that Hiranyakashipu is claiming that God was merciful. Now he killed my brother because he took the shelter of support the demigods, and he took the shelter of Maya and took a form of a boar. And every acharya say, look at his opinion. He's a big demon. Hiranyakashipu was the number one demon. But his view, his understanding is pure Mayavad. This type of people always will be there. But Krishna is also extremely merciful, affectionate to us. So by his mercy, we are being protected. Those who are coming to Krishna consciousness, they are being protected. Of course, Prabhupada is very kind. Prabhupada is really kind. Prabhupada is so kind. In one lecture, he said, even some Mayavadis are now joining. But we have to be careful. Amongst us could be some Mayavadi was there before. And if they did not purify and they come to Krishna consciousness, and just like Ramachandra Puri, he quoting Bhagavad Gita later on, you'll see, whoever give class next, you know, few weeks or few, I don't know how long it will take to finish. It's not a long chapter, but it's a beautiful chapter that he will quote Bhagavad Gita. He's respecting Krishna, but the same Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. He's instructing him. This is kind of a behavior of Mayavad infection. So this is very important that we understand what is Mayavadism. So Shankaracharya should be respected. He did what he did for the welfare of us, all of us. So whenever we see Shankaracharya, we respect, but we don't take his lesson. His lesson, what are those lessons? Mukkartha chari karo gonartha kalpana abhida vritti chari karo sabdera lakshana. Chaitanya Chaitamita, chapter Madhulila, chapter 6, 134, Mahaprabhu told that what Mayavadi does for each sutra, direct meaning must be accepted without interpretation. But Mayavadi, what they do? They abandon the direct meaning and proceed with the imaginative interpretation. Mahaprabhu told Sarvama Bhattacharya that I understand when you quote those shastra, but when you try to explain the gist code, sutra, your explanation is like those sutra are like a beautiful sun rays, illuminates my heart when I hear. But your explanation is like a cloud covering the sun. Of course, it's a little insult to tell the speaker that your explanation is like a cloud when I hear. But Mahaprabhu established that point that Shankaracharya, it is not the fault of Shankaracharya. We must respect. That doesn't mean we respect the Mayavadi. Of course, we respect all the conditioned soul, all the jivas, not only just anybody, even cats, dog, anything, because they are carrying Krishna in their heart. Uttam hiya have niraviman, jive sanman deve jani Krishna odhisthan. Mahaprabhu also said we must respect all living beings because they are carrying Krishna in their heart. Krishna has a affection for them. Krishna wants them to come back, but not by Krishna's desire, by the free will of each living being. So the explanation goes on that Mahaprabhu explained that Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with all six opulence. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was trying to say the Supreme Absolute Truth is a formless. They always promote. Brahmavadis, of course, they are not offensive, but their conclusion is also impersonal, is supremacy. That's why they are not devotee. But they are close to devotee, you can say. Savaviki tin shakti jai brahma hai. This is Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada also mentioned, always, many lectures I heard, that Supreme Absolute Truth is always endowed with inconceivable potency. We must remember that. Sabhaviki, tin shakti, jai brahma hai, and you call it no shakti, no potency. They don't accept absolute truth with potency. We always should think, whenever we think of Krishna, immediately you should think, Krishna before the creation, after the creation, during the creation, where I am also. He is that. He is everywhere. But even he is everywhere, Krishna says, but I am also in your heart. Why? Because he cares for us. He cares for each soul. That's why he said he is everywhere. At the same time, he said, I am also in the heart. Heart means where his affection, his protection, his care is there. Do we want it? Yes, then we have to get up and open the blind. Let the sunlight come. Let Krishna come. But if I keep the blind closed, sun is very powerful. Krishna is very powerful, very compassionate, but it will never illuminate my dark room. Try to understand this. Dark room where I am is not important, it's tiny. Sun is so big, illuminates the whole universe, the middle planetary system. Sun is very powerful. Krishna is very compassionate, very merciful, but it won't help unless I get up and open the blind. Then sunlight I can see. I can see the sun. Similarly, we have to have a willingness to serve and acceptance of subordination of his devotee. Then the bhakti process will start. Krishna will be thinking of entering. This is how it goes. Why did we accept Madhvacharya? Why Mahaprabhu, that question raised, why Mahaprabhu accepted Madhvacharya? The Madhavendra Puri's Guru Parampara. Madhvacharya, this Parampara, so important. And the other Parampara is also important. Why Mahaprabhu chose Madhavendra Puri's or Madhvacharya Sampradaya? This verse is there that same Madhulila chapter 6, 162. Maya dhiso maya baso ishwar jibe bed, heno jib ishwari soho kohoto abed. And Madhvacharya, his commentary Prabhupada gave also, there are five eternal differences we always should remember. This is what Mayavadi never accept. What? Three principles first. God is eternal, has eternal form, quality, preference, all this. I am also eternal. I also have eternal form and 11 things that I mentioned before. We have a service, we have a name, we have a beautiful form, we have a relationship like this. So these two things and our relationship between these two. Lover, beloved, and love. These three things are eternal. This is missing in Mayavad. And if any devotee are not focusing on those three things, Mayavad contamination is still there in the heart. This is the time to examine. Do I feel that I have a relationship with Krishna? It's just an idea. I don't feel it. I can see my husband or wife or children. That's body relation. You don't have really relation. You are more close to Krishna. He's in your heart. Your wife or husband or children, they're very far. Because the bodily connection, in between body, there's a vital body. There's a mental body. Then there's an intellectual body. Then the heart. But Krishna is sitting right next to you in the heart. But Viparjaya Smriti Bhayam Ditya Avinivesata Shet Ishat Apetasya. I turned away. Turned away means God is facing one way, I'm facing just opposite way. The beginning of misuse of free will, beginning of all the problem of fear, all these problems start. Bhayam Ditya. Secondary imaginary world is created by God when I turned away. Misuse of my free will. So the five eternal things are, I'm going to paraphrase what I remember. It's a vast subject matter. That there is an eternal difference, five eternal difference. We should always remember this. This is the greatest gift of Madhvacharya in our sampradaya. He's one of our founder, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or we are all belong to that parampara. There's the eternal difference between living entity and God, Krishna. There's the eternal difference between Maya and Krishna. There's the eternal difference between Krishna and living entity. No, living entity and Krishna, Krishna and Maya, and the Maya and living entity. Then the fourth is, there is an eternal difference between each of us. We never become one. In any level, whether it's a Brahman level, this question raised in Brahman merging, everything is spiritual energy. What makes it demarcation? Na bhukta bhavita va na bhuya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we are eternally, will never become, or we became. We are eternally existing. We have a separate identity. It is never lost. Never, by any means, never. We are eternally individual, independent, individual entity. Baby can be in the mother's womb. Look like they are merged. The baby merged in the mother's body. No, baby is still baby. It's growing in the tummy. And when time comes, baby will come out. Baby never became one with mother. By merging into Brahman, nobody becomes like a, well, there is no matter. It's all spiritual energy. How is that it's separate? Because Krishna, that's how original, all his part are individually existing eternally. Then the last one is jare jare bhed. Jibe jibe bhed, jare jare bhed, maya jibe bhed. Mayeshwara bhed, Jiveshwara bhed. These are, bhed means difference. Because if you look at Madhvacharya's figure, in Google's you can see, always he has a two finger like this. Two finger. Two finger means there's an eternal difference. There's two, not one. One, Mayavadi, of course, he was heavily preaching about oneness, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur happened to be passing by. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur spent few minutes to listen what he's speaking. And he saw that thousands of people are listening. And these followers of Mayavad, he's saying, we all are one. All God, there is no separate God and everything. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was a lion guru. How? He told his disciples, just stay here. He went straight to the stage. Generally, nobody gets to the stage unless you are intimate of the speaker. He went straight, right in front of the audience. He started slapping. Left cheek, right cheek. He said, I am slapping to you. You are getting hurt. You and me. Whatever you're saying, I don't agree. We are, because we are two. And I'm slapping you, you're getting slapped. We are not two. I'm not getting slapped. I'm slapping and you getting hurt. There is always two, not one. Never, ever one. I'm not asking or requesting anybody ever do that. I mean, unless you are empowered by like somebody like that. That was a brave, unbelievable. All these thousands of people were like shocked. And literally he took over the audience and started speaking about them. That's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He faced unbelievable. Our Prabhupada did that. In Gorakhpur, Gita Press, Gopal Prabhu, he lives here, and he told the story that he was there with Prabhupada. From Indore, they invited him to go. And there was a whole list of people going to give speeches. And Prabhupada's name, they put number 7. So first person comes, second person, and third person throwing all this dirty Mayavad philosophy. Prabhupada could not take it, I guess. I don't know what Prabhupada was thinking. Or we can see what Prabhupada acted. He immediately gave a signal to his Western boys and girls. He said, get up and chant. And they immediately got up and chant in the middle of somebody speaking. And the audience, the thousands of public came. They were like some or other Krishna's Prabhupada. Of course, he's directly connected with Krishna always. Because of his influence, and they all got up, Prabhupada got up, and they already started chanting with Mridanga Karta, and the speaker was dumbfounded, stopped talking. And the whole audience got up, and they started clapping and chanting. Prabhupada took over the whole audience, and he made them chant and dance. But he did not criticize. And it was very funny. He was smiling at them. We don't know what they were thinking, but Prabhupada was so compassionate, such a brave, that he did that. So we see like that, some of the preacher, they cannot tolerate. They seeing this conditioned soul, they will just go down and down and down, because this is a contagious disease. It is not something you can just uproot easily. You have to have a strong bhakti to uproot this. My birth conception is so hard. There is so much to discuss, but because of the time, it's exact time, 1 hour. If there is any question, reflection, comments, or further discussion, we can have.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu.
Oh, okay, Mataji, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Okay, thank you. Yes, hi, Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Mata.
Yeah, there's a few things, but, you know, since you were speaking about Maya, you know, Shankaracharya's role in presenting, you know, the Mayavad philosophy. I was wondering if you, I was reading a passage in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada was, you know, talking about this very subject. And there was a line there in that paragraph that really puzzled me, and I was wondering if you could shed some light on it. I'll read you the sentence or the okay. Here it goes. 1 second.
Where you are reading,
okay. Mata? It's in the introduction of the Bhagavatam. It's very short, so let me just see if you could just follow. Okay, so here is how the paragraph begins. The Lord further added that the Mayavad philosophy taught by Srila Shankaracharya is an imaginary explanation of the Vedas. But it had to be taught by him, Shankaracharya, because he was ordered to teach it by the personality of Godhead. In the Padma Purana, it is stated that the personality of Godhead ordered his lordship Shiva to deviate the human race from him, the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead was to be so covered so that people would be encouraged to generate more and more population. So it's this very last line that I was curious about. He said, you know, Krishna was to be so covered so that people would be encouraged to generate more and more population. So my question is, what did deviating the human race from Krishna have to do with our being encouraged to generate more and more population? You know, these two, this thing about deviating, about generating more and more population in connection with our becoming deviated from him, you know, I don't get that connection. I don't know if you understand my question.
So the Prabhupada says that Mayava degenerated.
He said that, I'll read you a sentence that come right before again. He said, in the Padma Purana, it is stated that the personality of God had ordered his lordship Shiva to deviate the human race from him. That means from Krishna.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then the next line says, the personality of Godhead was to be so covered so that people would be encouraged to generate more and more population. So I just didn't get the connection of that last sentence to, you know, the rest of it. How is it, why, or What does our being encouraged to generate more and more population have to do with Lord Shiva's mission to deviate the human race from Krishna? I just recently read that
We can see from another angle to look at it, that that is the way it is any multiple choice exam. All the choices in the exam come from the teacher, Krishna. All choices do not take you to the teacher. Right choices get you promoted. You understand that concept. So our intelligence is to focus on those attractive manifestations that take us to Krishna. If somebody has a disease condition, and that disease condition has to be cured fast, and if you do not separate the contagious disease condition out of the mass population, then it will damage the whole population. So what Shankaracharya did by the guidance of Krishna was unprecedented. It was needed. And then when those contaminated soul that they want to become God, it is a natural reaction of envious people out of their contamination with the modes, Rajagun and Tamagun mostly, that Krishna makes the easy life for the innocent people so that they can literally make more devotee or come, get attracted to the spiritual life. So that if the bad population comes, that will neither do good to them or ultimately pleasing the Lord. If the good population are created, then it is good for those soul that they will eventually come back to Krishna consciousness. And like a mother, so the God will be also very happy. We can look at from that angle. And it makes sense.
I think if without your seeing the actual text, this might not be such a good question for this forum, you know? So let me just ask.
Maybe you can put it on the screen. I can see, if possible.
I don't know really so much how to do that. It's okay, Prabhu. Maybe some other way I can. Let me just ask you a different question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you said earlier that you refer to mystic siddhis as like like a Mayavad loophole or something like that, you know. For those who don't want to deal with this material world anymore, they're exhausted of sense gratification, but they're not either ready for devotion to Krishna. So it's like a loophole is mystic siddhi. But it seems like mystic siddhi is a kind of a way still to try to enjoy this world, you know.
Without paying for it.
So those who engage in mystic siddhis, there's no karmic reaction for that, is it?
It's kind of like you work very hard and you pile up big bank balance, and then you go for a vacation and you paid everything out front. So while you are enjoying in the vacation, you don't pay for the accommodation or food. It's all
paid for. Yeah,
the package.
Something
like that.
When
you do severe austerity to connect with the super soul, you can get a lot of things which you have to work very hard labor to get it. But the yogis, they can get it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds similar to accruing pious credits in order to gain heavenly planets. Except yes, those people.
Those are karmi.
Yeah.
And the karmi, when they go to heaven, generally you don't hear so much how they come down from heaven.
Right.
And most of them are frustrated. Most of them. When they come down from heaven, they are frustrated and they become gyani. They search for, because they had a very intense happiness, kind of like a meeting soulmate and all kinds of, I read some beautiful pastimes. It's very interesting, very kind of a addictive type of. But when they are deprived of that, and there is no way they can go back unless they work very hard again to pile up that credit to go back. And by the time they enjoy it, it's like run out so quick. And they just get frustrated, forget it, it's too much. So they try to forget it by focusing on to the knowledge, on Brahman. But because their heart is impure, means that impression of many types of enjoyment is still lingering in the heart. You know, like you notice that sometimes some places are like a dry. As soon as rain comes, all of a sudden green grasses are coming out. So where are they coming from? It was already there in the ground. So something like that. The heart has all this impression. As soon as the facility comes, immediately all things like pouring out. Oh, I want to enjoy this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Like, so it's like that. Something like that.
Yeah. So the roots of selfish enjoyment are still remaining, but at least now, due to the frustration of having lost that and the facility for enjoyment, now they want to pursue again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know that when couple fights, they cannot handle anymore each other, relationship is ruined, they want to separate. It's the same conception. But if they have not purified the heart, they will fall again with somebody else, new relationship. And they will convince themselves, oh, this is where this person is better because the other person I was with was not good. They like the whole speculation. It's just whole thing is speculation.
Okay, so now, but those who are pursuing the mystic city, right, their heart is also not purified, or what would you say about their heart?
Beside devotee, kechit kevalaya bhakta, without bhakti, nobody's heart is purified. Impossible.
So then after they attain their mystic city, then what comes next for them?
Well, like some Prajapati, they have mystic siddhi. They can create a person they want to enjoy and destroy it after enjoyment. There is no sin. Or they don't have to suffer for it. So that means they don't want to take the burden of maintenance or whatever they think the struggle of life is. But they want to enjoy when they want to enjoy. Like these kind of things are there. Krishna is so wonderful. He created this unlimited almost enjoyment in this universe. But it's all trap. There is no real satisfaction of the soul forever. It is only back to their normal original condition in love with God.
I guess what I'm asking is, you know, the mystic cities, they see the pitfall of ordinary sense enjoyment, so they don't want that. They're also not interested in devotional service. So what is the end result for them? I mean,
end result is they go beyond the Maya because they are connected with Super Soul, but they don't enter into Vaikuntha. In between Vaikuntha and Maya's world, there's another world. It's Biraja and Brahma Jyoti. So those yogis are in the Biraja, causal ocean. It's not like a water like here. It's very subtle because soul is also subtle. But there is a waves. Some soul are completely like drowned. And once in a while, you know, like a waves comes up, then they see, oh, maybe they should try to act or do something. But if they don't immediately act, then they go back again, crash in the waves of the causal ocean. This whole explanation given that how those yogis, they eternally, they are like kind of nowhere, not in the material world, not in the spiritual world. They cannot enter into spiritual world because they haven't developed the desire to serve the Lord and they don't have a subordination. And the material world, there's a chance of them come back to fall down.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the hope for them?
Well, have you, maybe, you know, sometime even in my own life, sometime not, I was enthusiastic to serve Krishna. I'm sure I can find for probably many, many instances. I just want to be by myself. Just leave me alone. In my room, I'll just sleep. I'll do whatever I want to do. I'm not a bad person or devotee at that consciousness. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a limbo. We all go through, maybe not all, but some that they go through. Sometimes they feel like, yeah, they had a wonderful, they heard class, they chant, they're taking prasadam. But after a while, they want to do themselves something. Let me go explore in the mountain hiking. I'll do myself. Okay, they can go do it. But if they connect with Krishna, then they still remain devotee. But if they don't want to connect, they just want to explore themselves, they can do. So it's something like that.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, you know, because they are in limbo, let's say in this Viraja River or something, you know, I mean, normally the only hope for a person is to run into a devotee, right? So these mystic yogis, you know, they have some chance of running into or encountering devotees?
You are very compassionate, mother. You are trying to think of delivering them. Yes, sometime, but of course they cannot enter into spiritual domain. So the material creation has to take place again. And if there is no creation, they are stuck there. But once in a while, they can be delivered. Just like a Durvasa. Durvasa, he was not a pure devotee, but he was a Shiva incarnation in a sense that he was challenging Ambarish Maharaj's position, all these things. He committed an offense. And as we know, but at the end, when he saw that how wonderful relationship between devotee and God, Durvasa even thought that he went to Brahmaji. He says, you know, I am a first class Brahmana. You are my origin. Please. Protect me. He said, I'm sorry. This relationship will not work in protection. He went to Lord Shiva. He said, I am your incarnation. Protect me. He said, this relationship will not work either. Then finally he went to Vaikuntha, such a powerful. He went to Vaikuntha to meet the Lord. Lord says, I'm sorry. The Sudarshan Chakra that's chasing you is not under my control. Now, where Sudarshan Chakra belongs? Belongs to the devotees if somebody committed offense. But did Ambarish Maharaj think like that? No. He's very humble. He says, oh no, he prayed for his well-wishing. Seeing this, Durvasa was honoring Prasadam at the end, but he was crying and crying.
Mm-hmm.
He was crying that this relationship, Krishna and his devotee, is so unbelievable, unexplainable. They love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got affected when he went back to those kind of yogis places, Viraja and other. He made them devotee. He made thousands and thousands of devotees, saying, what are you enjoying? This is nothing. You come to this point of devotion, what I have experienced is unbelievable. Then so many thousands of yogis, they got delivered. Bhrigumuni also did that. Many, once in a while, great personality, Krishna used them to deliver those yogis. But if you wish, maybe Krishna may use you too. Who knows? But Prabhupada, I think he wants us to go back to spiritual world and serve.
Mm.
It's a good wishes to deliver all. But at least Prabhupada said we cannot deliver like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He delivered also Jarikan forest animals. We should try to deliver at least the human being here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Prabhu. Just very last question is just for repetition because I didn't catch everything. You were describing the five different types of something or other. You know, like you're distinguishing between Jiva and Maya, between Maya and Krishna, between Krishna and, you know, like that. Remember that part?
Yeah, there's five eternal difference. Not only difference, eternal difference. Means they eternally they are difference. That's what Madhvacharya's two finger. If you put a Google's Madhvacharya, you'll see every picture has two fingers up. Means there is eternally two, never one. And these are the five eternal differences.
Right. So I was just asking you to repeat. Is it Maya and Krishna? That's one. Between Jiva, Maya and Jiva,
yes,
is two. And then between Jiva and Krishna, there's three.
Yes.
And I'm missing. Jiva and Jiva.
Yes.
Between Jiva and Jiva, there's four. I don't know what I'm missing.
And the material elements. If you read in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna could have said, this material nature, he broke it down. Krishna broke it down. Bhumi, apa, anala, bayu, kam, mana, buddhi, evacha. He broke it down, all eight elements. It looks like if the water become ice, and the water is lost. No, water is never lost. Water is always water. It can evaporate, it can become ice, still the liquidity is there. It will come back to water and the liquidity will be there. It will never become air or fire or hard rock, earth. No, water is always water. There is always difference, eternally difference between water, but in external eye cannot see it, but there is eternally difference.
Mm-hmm.
He said Krishna broke it down, all eight. If you look at the verse in 7th chapter, Krishna mm-hmm. broke it down.
Okay, so this last difference, let's say this fifth difference, was the eternal difference of each of those eight elements from one another.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Shankaracharya
also given us given to the society Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam Mudumate. Since he's mentioning about Lord Krishna, Bhaj Govindam. So how that now is a Mayavadi anymore? And another thing is that like there are four sampradaya given to us that when you follow these four sampradaya, one is Rudra Sampradaya also. That Rudra Sampradaya is not the Shankaracharya Sampradaya or it's a different one? So when you follow this four Sampradaya, you will be delivered also. I mean, we have our own Sampradaya already. So just for just to know only.
Yes, there is a verse in Padma Puran. It says, Sampradaya bihina mantraste nishphala mata. Sri Brahma Rudra Kumara iti khiti pavana. For the welfare of the khiti or the earth, Umi Devi, these four sampradaya are bona fide sampradaya, and anybody take initiation or mantra from these four sampradaya will be delivered. And if they don't take from these four sampradaya, they will not be delivered. It says, sampradaya bihina mantraste nishphalamata. So then Rudra here is Shankaracharya in another form. Just like Krishna, in one form Narayan, one form is Brajananandam. But if you say, well, I love Narayan, can I just go to Vrindavan? No. You may not be allowed unless you develop and Krishna sanction it. Like Lakshmi Devi is meditating, still meditating. So it is not, it is one at the same time, it is not one. If both are Lord Shiva, Shankaracharya is a Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya also Shiva is there, but they are not same. Their function is different. Shankaracharya's function will take somebody to actually away from the bhakti. And Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami actually quoted this verse that actually this Lord Shiva gives a inner essence of bhakti. So there are two difference by the function. They're not same. Even Lord Shiva himself says to his wife, Uma Devi, Mayavadam Asat Shastram. He says, Mayavad is Asat Shastra. Sat means eternal, Asat means temporary for this material world. Asat Shastram, it's a wrong. Prachanna Buddham Uchchate is actually Buddhism, is a Nirvishesh, Nirakar Badi, Buddhism, Boyadism, Sunnavadi. But it is covered form. Just like, you know, they say in America, you can't judge by the cover of the book. Similarly, Buddhism, when it is covered by another Vedic concept, then it becomes Mayavad. But the inside is the same as Buddhism. Mayavadam asat shastram prachanna buddham uchyate. Mayeva vihita devi. O devi, I will establish this Mayavad. Kalo brahmana murtina. In Kali Yuga, I'll come as a Brahman. Brahman family. It's very interesting that Manda Ghosh, his grandfather, Shankaracharya's grandfather, told to his daughter that, Lord Shiva is coming. We'll take birth from you. He's coming in this family. And Shankaracharya says, this is all illusion. But how is illusion? He knew already that he's coming. Is it illusion also? He could not answer. But what you have said, Bhaja Govindam, these things happen actually after he was trying to, the story of Guru Vayu Temple. Guru Vayu Temple till today, Shankaracharya wrote the process of worship. And they follow this, even though it's a Vishnu, Vaishnava temple. But the whole story is that Shankaracharya, out of his preaching, he was kind of like avoiding to have darshan of the Lord. So he was just flying by, but then he lost his power. And it says that by crawling, he went all the way to the temple. And he realized that without Krishna, without bhakti, Guru Krishna, it's all useless. So then he composed many beautiful things, and Bhaja Govindam also there. But Mayavad, not necessarily they understand Mayavadis, understand this concept. Not everybody. Because you are a Vaishnava Prabhu, so you can see from a different angle the superiority and inferiority in the teachings. But they cannot see it. You are fortunate. Those who think that they want to become God, for them to become a servant of God is very difficult. Even Krishna himself said in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text I believe 5, Klesha adhikataras tesham abhyakta asakta chetasam abhyakta hi gatir dukkha deham buddhi abhapati. Klesha adhikatara. He says it's very difficult for them. Extremely difficult. Klesha. Klesha means 5 types of suffering. Abhidya, Asmita, Raga, Desha, Abhinivesh. These 5 together is called Klesha. Their false ego, their ignorance. Abhidya, Asmita is false ego. Raga, they have a passionate love of to enjoy this world, but they saw that they cannot do it. So they become the controller, like God. I become Brahman. Then I can control and do whatever I want. Then desho is also like, they hate anybody don't understand this, they're like out, that conception. Then abhinivesh, they're absorbing it. These 5 things together, what makes it Mayavad, good follower. And this is such a poisonous, such a deadly poisonous, that these people can never be delivered easily. Great personality like Mahaprabhu can deliver. Ordinary people can never deliver them. Ordinary devotees. Very difficult. They are deadly poisonous, actually.
Yeah, so it means that also, because the Lord's arrangement, Shankaracharya came in here, by mercy of him to remove the, there was no Veda, and then establish Veda again, he came here. So he did something good for the Lord, Lord Mercy, what the Lord has to do for the coming generations. He came. So like if we we have to respect him and not committing any apradha also.
Always. Yes.
Right.
Always.
And but his disciple never followed the Bhaj Govindam also. They were doing sins, they were following the Mayavadi's philosophy. They did not follow all disciples, Bhaj Govindam, after that, even though he has given that. Like Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was respecting Ramacharya also because of his same guru.
Bringing Veda, but the main contribution by bringing Veda was establishing Brahman. And all the 4 acharyas, actually all their comment is all on based of that Brahman.
Right.
And that Brahman has a many division, but the primary is Shagun Brahma, Nirgun Brahma. This is the confusion point. I didn't want to bring that point, but it has a very details that where they, it's not that we don't accept Brahman. We accept also Brahman. We say Krishna is the Purna Brahma. Oho Vaigyam, Brahmaji himself said in 10th canto Bhagavatam, oho Vaigyam, Nanda Gopa Brajas, Jat Mitrani Paramananda, Purna Brahma Sanatana. Look at this Purna Brahma playing in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj. Lord Brahmaji, is glorifying that he is the Purna Brahma. So we accept. Arjuna also said in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. He says to Krishna, you are Param Brahma, Supreme Brahman. So we accept. We are not against Brahman word or anything. But they don't understand the clear definition of Swagun Brahman and Nirgun Brahman. We accept four concepts, very simple way to understand. We accept the Purna Brahma or Param Brahma, that Krishna. From him, the Nirvishesh Brahma constantly emanating. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. From his body, unlimited Brahman is coming out every moment. Mother Sochimata saw one time the heart from his toenail and fingernail, so many like a laser beam coming out. She thought, am I seeing something hallucinating? Something hunted my son. She was rubbing her eyes. Am I seeing something wrong? And then Jogamaya covered. From the body of the Lord, it says, Tanubha, Tadaddaita Brahma Upanishadi, Brahma Upanishadi, Tadupasya Tanubha. Tanubha, from his body, the Brahman effulgence is all the time coming. That is Nirgun Brahman, Nirvishesh Brahman. This is emanating from Purna Brahma. From Purna Brahma coming Nirvishesh Brahman. Then by the sweet will of Purna Brahma, part of the Nirgun Brahma is called Mahat Brahma. Chapter 14, Bhagavad Gita. Mahat Brahma, this material world is also Brahman. When Prabhupada was walking by, he saw big, big trees. He said, these are all gyanis. These trees, some trees in America, I saw it's like 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, some. Prabhupada said, yes, they are gyani. They did severe austerity, but they have no idea they are living in a mature country or something. They think they are into Brahman, transcendental. This is the ignorance. Mahaprabhu asked that question to Ramananda Rai in chapter 8, Madhya Lila. You can read, Prabhu. Very nice. Yani karmi kaha duhar gati? And then Ramananda Rai answered, deva deho, stabar deho, joiche avasthiti. The karmi ultimate goal is devadeha. They go to the devalok, indralok. And stabardeha means non-moving. Non-moving has a two. In the Purport Prabhupada writes, non-moving has a two form. One is like a rock, stones, and one is like a trees. And this is just my request. Please don't judge when you see them. The Buddhist destiny, they become those. And Mayavadi, they take those forms, rocks and trees. And Prabhupada said this. So one of the American devotees was very fired up. He said, Prabhupada, in Home Depot, we have a supermarket. It's called Home Depot. We have a big, big chainsaw. I can cut down all those big trees. All the devotees, we can cut down every city. We can go big, big tree. We can cut down. Prabhupada said, why? So they will be delivered. He said, no, you don't deliver a soul like that. By suicide or killing their body, you don't deliver. You have to change their consciousness because they are the conscious being. They have to adopt the Vaishnavism before they get delivered. It's not easy. Prabhupada is merciful. Even this big Mayavadi came to see him in Mayapur. If you've been to Mayapur early days, I remember even in early 80s, we used to honor khichuri on a salpata. Salpata means sal leaf. But the khichuri hair is sometimes not thick enough. It's like a little liquid. Then by the time it's so hot and it's leaking through the salpata stitches. And you have to like rush it to eat, but you cannot put in the mouth because it's so hot. So you blow air and it's very hard. So Prabhupada saw that. It was very nice. This Mayavadi came to see Prabhupada. And he took a vow. I'm going to make all these Hare Krishna people Mayavadi. So when Prabhupada heard it, he said, okay, let him come. So he came and Prabhupada asked him that, why don't you lift up this building? Krishna lifted the 28-mile Govardhan Hill. If you can be the Brahman, let's see. Of course, then he could not do it. And then Prabhupada had a conversation and he got so smashed, he felt such a bad. And then they realized that he brought so many pamphlet flyers, as like stacks of it. So Prabhupada went to the Prasadam Hall. He said, okay, everybody takes one flyer. And the sannyasi said, Prabhupada, this is a Mayabadi flyer. He said, it's all right, give it to all the devotees, hundreds and hundreds of devotees. They all got Mayabadi flyer. He said, put the salpata on top. So then the water will not leak through. You can enjoy the prasadam nicely. So I felt like that was the biggest mercy of Prabhupada to that Mayabad. That he brought those paper, pamphlet flyer. At least it is used for the devotee to honor prasadam without leaking through the salpata plate. So devotee honor prasadam. So this way Prabhupada, I think, being merciful to all those Mayavadis that he came across.
Hare Krishna, we also we have a tree in our backyard and we pour the Abhishek water. Sometimes we offer the garland from the temple and the flowers from the temples, keep it by that tree. That mercy Lord Krishna can give it to that tree and becomes delivered also. That's why we think and we give offer the Abhishek water garland to that tree in our backyard.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's such a wonderful job. Such a wonderful service. Thank you, Prabhu. Because the water will go to the root.
Right.
And that's how they take it. They take it through the root. So wonderful. This is how you're going to deliver. Wonderful service.
I'm not going to deliver, but...
Charnamrita will deliver.
Right.
But we have to become Nimitta Matra instrument.
I'm wishing like that, you know. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam, Hari Bol.
Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Most of the Q&A session kind of went over my head. I was wondering, I mean, you said that you were reading about the, the destination of the yogi and things like that, about the Biraja River. I was wondering what books you were referring to, Prabhu. I mean,
there's a one book called Prem Pradeep by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I don't know if it is in English. Maybe it's in English. I think so. They already translated everything on this. That book has a lot of details about this Astra Siddhi. Many years back, I read it. It was very convincing. But there's also, now you reminded me, one scary part of that book was that there's also another book is called Bijan Gram Sannasi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote one book. Because when I joined, we didn't have any Bengali book. Prabhupada wrote Gitar Gan and Bhairagya Vidya. That's the two books we had. So once in a while, we would just read also other Gaudiya book available. That book gave explanation, very nice, about this yoga. But it scared me one point in that book. That I'm just going to tell for everybody's benefit. Do not ever underestimate somebody you know. Maybe you think that you are more advanced than that devotee. In that book, Prem Pradeep was like, it was so fascinating. There was a one devotee who became so serious. And there was a two impersonalists and yogis. They're kind of contemplating. Finally, they became devotee. But when they became devotee, they immediately went to the meditating on Krishna's relationship with the coward boys, and they would cry. So it says that the devotee who was experiencing before as a Daisharas, he was like a shock how they could be so advanced, so quick. So we don't know. amongst us, somebody could be more advanced very quick if they have a proper connection. So just be careful, that's all. It's better we never judge any devotee. We just always respect them and hope best for them.
Thanks so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
I have one question, but I don't know if there is time or is it too late for you and others.
I'm not the host. I think we'll be okay if the host says okay.
Okay. I think the silence as acceptance. So, Prabhuji, this was regarding, you know, like you were discussing about how, like, the mystic yogi's destination and other things. So, I was also wondering, you know, like, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabjate. So, these are conceptual levels of realization, right, for a person. I mean, when we say that he has, because in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi Pratishtaham, it says that it is, you know, it has all the qualities of Satchitananda. So in that sense, you know, it is a part of Krishna, so it has all the three features. But then the realization per se is, we say that it's only like the Sat feature, the eternal feature that. You know, when a person is Brahman realized, he only gets the idea that he is an eternal spirit soul, not a material body. So that is in terms of realization, right, Prabhuji? Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Yes, as a devotee, let's see an example of Arjuna. When Arjuna was traveling with Krishna to see Mahavishnu to rescue the children of Brahmanas, I'm sure in Krishna book you can read that if you haven't read. I'm sure you read it. And it says that he paid obeisances to Brahma Jyoti. Now, what do you think? Prabhupada wrote he paid obeisances, and I was looking the Sanskrit the word of that, and I found it. And it's actually he did. So who did he pay obeisances? If it is a Brahma Jyoti, it's a kind of a light. No, he paid obeisances to Krishna, from whose body did Brahma Jyoti come. Brahma Jyoti and Krishna are one to the devotee. Paramatma and Krishna are one to the devotee. So when he see Brahma Jyoti, he immediately paid obeisances. Being Arjuna, he was traveling with Krishna. He knows that this Brahma Jyoti is also Krishna, it's the Supreme Lord. That tour was so intimate because Arjuna fell in love with Krishna after their discussion. Because Arjuna could not protect his own self. He was about to throw in a fire himself because he saw his weapons, his himself, his word. There is nothing valuable. But then he saw that Krishna has more interest for Arjuna's happiness, then Arjuna can figure it out on his own. Similarly, we can also. When you come to Krishna, we will see we are more happy than we could figure it out on our own. So in that discussion, Arjuna paid obeisances to Paramatma, Arjuna paid obeisances to Brahma Jyoti. Now question raised that why did he pay obeisances to Brahma Jyoti? Is the light he paid obeisances? No. He knows this is the body layer. It is a body expansion of Krishna. So you look at from that angle as a devotee. But Brahmavadi, they don't see like that. Or Paramatmavadi, they don't see like that. We see all three are together. I hope that helps you. Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, can I just follow up on what you just said? Because you said that Arjuna was paying obeisances to the effulgence, and he knows the source of the effulgence. So why to the effulgence he was paying obeisance?
he did not pay obeisances to the effulgence, but it looks like he paid obeisances to the effulgence because he was passing, the chariot was passing through this beautiful, like a blocking so bright light. Immediately paid obeisances. Prabhupada wrote it in Krishna book also, and I looked at the Sanskrit, is also said, Arjuna paid. But did he pay obeisances to the light? That was the question. Then Sanatana Goswami says, no, obviously not. He paid obeisances. You don't pay, you don't say good morning to a light. You say good morning to a person.
Yeah.
So Sanatana Goswami says he paid obeisances to a person. Because knowing that there's no difference between Krishna and his body is the same. His bodily expansion from Brahmajyoti is also the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's because he knew where that light was coming from.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
And that light always has a connection with Krishna. This is the one point we must remember. The big difference between Mayavad or impersonalist and us. Just like an example I give you. If you have a candle in a dark room, and then if you are attached to not the candle, but the illumination,
mm-hmm.
and you say, okay, I'm fine. I'm seeing everything. I am illuminated now. And somebody moved the candle. Then what happened to you? You are back to dark. So as a devotee, we are not attached to the light. We are attached to the candle, Krishna.
Yeah.
And those mm-hmm. Brahmavadi or Mayavadi and others, impersonalist, Jnani, they are attached to the light. That is dangerous because light does not exist by its own right. It is the candle who can claim that I am producing the light. So Krishna says, as the other mother says, Brahmanahi pratishta aham amritascha abhyascha. 1427 last verse of 14th chapter. Krishna says, I am the base of that Brahman. Do they understand that? No, they read it different.
But the difference though between the Brahmavadi and the Mayavadi is that the Brahmavadi does acknowledge that the light is coming, or should I say, that the light is a supreme being, right? Whereas the Mayavadi does not acknowledge any supreme being. Is that not the distinction between those two?
There are many distinctions, but main, at this point, what you are discussing, that Brahmavadi believes there is an eternal form of God. But that eternal form of God comes from the impersonal Brahman. But they accept impersonal Brahman and also the form Brahman. Mayavadi say, there is no form, eternal form of God. In spiritual world, there is no such thing. No relationship, no form of God, no devotee. Only when he comes here, he takes a form by the help of Maya.
But
and
yeah,
that is
to say that there is, I'm thinking about the Brahmavadis right now.
Yes, Brahmavadi, they accept two things. Just in this relation, there are many things, but these two things. That they accept eternal form of God, Vishnu, and impersonal Brahman. They accept both. We also accept both. But they say origin of personal form is impersonal.
Oh, okay. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we say origin of impersonal is personal. Purna Brahma, Krishna, from his body, impersonal Brahman coming. They just say they're just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So what is their goal? Their goal also to go to impersonal Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're not offensive. They don't say Krishna's form like Barahadev, pig. Mayavadi say Barahadev is just like a regular pig from Maya products. This is offense that God is doing Varaha Leela is like a pig of this world. This is offense. Mm-hmm. They don't believe the eternal form of. That's what they call Sagun Brahma means here. Nirgun Brahma is higher. This is Mayavad conception. Nowhere in Shastra said this. They made it up. Made it up in his man means they speculate. Do we speculate? Yes. We do philosophical speculation. Philosophical speculation will bring you to Krishna or devotion. Mental speculation will take us to hell. We cannot give up speculation. But Prabhupada says, 14th chapter, text 1, you can see Prabhupada says in the beginning, the philosophical speculation one will come to devotion. Because our mind has to be engaged. We cannot stop mind completely. We don't have control on it. But if we do philosophical speculation, mind is controlled. Because intelligence is involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Prabhu, just one thing about Paramananda. Prabhu, you said that he is Uddhava, right?
In Krishna Lila.
Yes, in Krishna Lila. And so normally we see some similarities in the mood of personalities, you know, when they come to Gaura Lila. You know, just like how you were saying with Jatila, you know, her critical mood was manifest as from Chandrapuri, right? So I'm wondering the same thing about Paramananda Puri, right? That what was the similarity and mood that he had with Uddhava?
See, Uddhava, you are very thoughtful, Mata. Uddhava is very brilliant. He is very special in Gauriya Vaishnava's life because he promoted actually Braja Bhakti. He promoted. He is like our big well-wisher. Even Krishna said to Uddhava, he was so happy. He said, you are more dear than myself. Priyatama, very, very twice Krishna mentioned. But in Gaura Lila, we don't see that way. Just like Mother Kunti, Bhagavatam has one chapter, first canto, 8th chapter. It's all about Kunti's prayers. Actually, Kunti Devi is many places, not only there. That whole chapter is for her. It's also later on when Vasudeva and Devaki met Kunti, there's also discussion. So Kunti Devi has many prayers. But when Kunti Devi comes in Gaura Lila as Pandu Prabhu's wife, or you can say Ramananda Rai's father, Bhavananda Rai's wife, nobody even knows the name. What to talk about her teaching? But she's such a prominent figure in Krishna Lila. But Gaura Lila, she's very quiet, very, you know, low profile, you can say. She's still exalted devotee, there's no question. But very low profile. Nobody even knows the name, just very quiet. You don't see too much in Krishna Lila of Vishakha Devi so much, as much as Lalita Sakhi. But in Gaura Lila, Ramananda Rai is very big figure. He established the goal of life. So it's a Krishna's, each Lila is difference. Paramananda Puri, we don't see so much of teaching so much. There are few little here, there, but not so much. But in Krishna Lila, Uddhava is a big figure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
thank you
so much for a wonderful class as always.
We can stop here, Mata. Anjana Gopika Devi. Mother Anjana Gopika, are you there? Who is closing? Or somebody?
You can close. Vrindavan Mataji. Vrindavan Gandharvika Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prana Govind Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. All gracious Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.